In this bulletin, a Liberal senator urges her party to ensure any anti-bullying measures are properly enforced. An inquiry underway into the $443 million grant to the Great Barrier Reef Foundation. And football's world governing body casts doubt over Spanish plans to play a La Liga game in the United States. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells has welcomed Prime Minister Scott Morrison's plan to put procedures in place to deal with bullying complaints. The Prime Minister says he's requested the federal executive come up with a rigorous complaints process to settle such concerns. Senator Fierravanti-Wells has told Sky News she welcomes the complaints process, but says the party needs to make sure those procedures are enforced.
You have to ensure that those people who may be put in charge of enforcing these procedures are not the very people who are part of the factional activities that are leading to the very instances of, and the very complaints that we are now seeing. So I welcome that. I think it's very, very important. But please do ensure that you have in place those proper procedures.
An inquiry is underway into the controversial granting of $443.3 million to the private Great Barrier Reef Foundation. The inquiry is seeking details on why the government granted the six-year funding stream to the foundation without going to tender and how the foundation plans to use the money. Concerns have also been raised about potential conflicts of interests and commercial interests, given the foundation has a number of corporate backers from the resources sector. Foundation Chairman Dr. John Schubert has told the inquiry then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull didn't say why he'd chosen to give the foundation the grant.
In general terms, he indicated the track record of the foundation in developing projects, in spending some level of funds from government as part of that, adding philanthropic funds to government funds. And so in general terms, he indicated the reasons why the foundation was chosen, but not specifically and not in detail.
The foundation told the inquiry that its projects are due to start in 2019 and it's well prepared to deliver the important work. The inquiry is due to report on the 16th of October. The New South Wales government has formed an advisory committee to try to make music festivals safer. There have been calls for pill testing to reduce the likelihood of drug overdoses following the deaths of two people due to suspected drug overdoses at a music festival in Western Sydney on the weekend. Around 700 people required medical attention. The advisory committee will report back to the government in 4 weeks and will include the New South Wales Police Commissioner and Chief Medical Officer. But New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's opposed to pill testing.
I also want to reiterate my government's zero tolerance to drugs and also the fact that we do not support pill testing. We do not support a culture which says it is okay to take illegal drugs. And I am worried about the number of people who attended these events who think it's okay to take illegal drugs.
Overseas, the US Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who's accused him of a 1982 sexual assault will both be called to testify in the Senate on Monday. The development is set to complicate what had appeared to be a smooth confirmation process, with Judge Kavanaugh's once safe nomination for a lifetime job on the US court now less certain. The conservative federal appeals court judge nominated by President Trump has called the assault allegation completely false. Donald Trump has defended his nominee.
Judge Kavanaugh is one of the finest people that I've ever known. He's an outstanding intellect, an outstanding judge, respected by everybody. Never had even a little blemish on his record. At the same time, we want to go through a process. We want to make sure everything is perfect, everything is just right. I wish the Democrats could have done this a lot sooner.
In football, Paris Saint-Germain coach Thomas Tuchel says his team can never be comfortable against Liverpool in tomorrow morning's European Champions League match. The two teams will play each other at Liverpool's home ground to open their respective campaigns in Group C of the competition. Paris Saint-Germain are defending French champions and boast the world's most expensive player, Brazilian Neymar. But Tuchel says Liverpool can attack so fast, his team can't afford to lose their concentration for even a single moment.
I think that you can never be comfortable playing at Anfield. You can never have like 1 minute where you think, ah, we have it under control. They are comfortable without having the ball. They are comfortable to close spaces. They are comfortable for the transition game. And that's why we have to be aware of every aspect of the game tomorrow.
Well, now a look at the weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 19. Adelaide, a shower or two developing, and 16. Showers and windy in Melbourne, 20. Hobart, a shower or two, and 19. Canberra, sunny and 20. Wollongong, sunny, 22. Sydney, sunny, 25. Newcastle, sunny and 25 degrees. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, a sunny day, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.